Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Zeros TV. Today, I'm joined by Ivan Čosević of Breakout Point.
We are data and analytics provider sitting here in Germany, in city of Düsseldorf. Our services revolve around big shorts and meme stocks. We started with short selling, and then these interactions between short sellers and retail investors, it becomes a huge multi-million community. But short sellers or active short sellers are on and on a niche, but they are very impactful niche.
Ivan, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me on, Mike. Exciting month and a half behind us.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into, you know, just first off, the overall numbers. Let's talk about short report activities. And then once we kind of cover that, if you could just give a sense for how performance has played out as well.
You know, exciting and very, very busy weeks. So we had only in April 10 new short calls and reports, and already now in the first 10 days of May, 5 reports. So that's 15 altogether. As you all have seen, markets have overall been quite weak, and the activists have had success. Citron, well-known publisher of short and long calls, also jokingly tweeted that they might return to public short selling, and maybe this will mark now the end of the weakness, because famously after they stopped publishing short calls after GME, the markets kind of started going down. So that was an interesting joke on their side. But, you know, there is overall weakness, and we always get asked, is there alpha really in the short calls when there is so much weakness? And indeed there is a lot. So basically what we had over past month, S&P is down about 10%, while on average, these 15 short calls that were published in April and beginning of May are down 24%. So we compare 10% in S&P to 24% on these short calls.
Wow. Well, how do they stack up against everyone's favorite benchmark, right? Against the ARK complex? Are they outpacing Cathy to the downside? Or are these names sort of holding their weight against Cathy's names?
I mean, RK continued to be weak. RKK is down about another 40%. So a running joke that we see occasionally on Twitter is that RKK is actually inverse of SRK, which is short RK ETF. So, which had a fabulous performance, obviously. So,
and in your work, have you seen any certain themes coming through? Are these primarily SPACs that the short side is going after? Are they in certain sectors? Are they in certain regions? Can you give us a glimpse into that?
Sure. I mean, it's pretty much, I would say, business as usual. So we have seen a reasonable number of US names, some names out of Asia, and also thesis-wise has been not so unusual. We did have two very interesting social media shorts. So maybe I could elaborate a bit on that. So the one that got a lot of attention was actually a short call by Hindenburg on Twitter. So this is basically on a basis of overvalued private deal by Elon Musk. So Hindenburg argues that now with overall weakness in markets, the deal could be repriced. This should make also Tesla shareholders happy. So interestingly, Elon Musk did respond to Hindenburg research and kind of asked them to be more optimistic, to look more on the bright side. So, and that's an interesting question. Hindenburg did respond to that and so on. So basically, are activist short sellers, so publishers of these short reports, are they by their nature pessimists, or are they actually naive or believers in the change? So basically optimists. So if they publish all these short reports, that is also because they believe they can achieve a change with them for the better. So that's kind of taking optimistic view to the world.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that, because, you know, looking at their Hindenburg's comments, it does seem like they do believe the deal will ultimately close, and they are in support of it. So it's just more so on the valuation side. You know, I think there was something in their comments about, you know, the breakup fee from Elon would be about $1 billion, but given the overall market weakness, he could probably save multiples of that if he lowered the deal price, just given overall market conditions.
Yeah, so maybe they are realists in this case, not the pessimists, as Elon said. So, and kind of connected to that, there is another social media short that came out this month. And this short, at least the thesis posed by Kerrisdale on the DVAC, so famous Trump social, Truth Social media, the thesis of Kerrisdale did took temporarily backseat because so much focus has been on this Twitter deal by Elon Musk and then implications for DVAC and so on. But basically what Kerrisdale argued some weeks ago is that, you know, there is big regulatory risk with DVAC, so that's a spec short as well, and that, you know, the business model they allege they might not be sustainable. So basically, Kerrisdale doubts that the Security Commission will step in and force them to drop this merger to a company linked to Trump. So let's see how that plays out. Let's say for now it's took a bit of a backseat, but definitely interesting one to watch in the months going forward. The shares are somewhat down, but not very much seen since they published.
Well, if we could, I just want to pivot really quickly because we touched on another popular theme last month with the crypto community. Jim Chanos was targeting Coinbase purely on a valuation, not any nefarious activity, but more so on a valuation basis. I think we have earnings coming up tomorrow. So could you just give us a little glimpse into that as the market prepares for Coinbase earnings?
Crypto markets plunged and Coinbase is down 60% since Jim called this short. So basically even before the earnings and before we have seen the numbers, the Coinbase is very much down at the new all-time lows. It's really interesting so to see how earnings play out here. And, you know, Jim Chanos is not really a vocal supporter of crypto, so we are not really sure if he hedged with some other crypto exposure, this Coinbase. Probably, you know, he did very well with it so far. So.
Well, we've covered a lot here in the U.S., but if we could, I'd like to just pivot over to Europe because I read in your report that there's some new developments with Adler Group and Viceroy Research. Could you just give us some more detail on what's going on in that land?
Sure. It's a partial vindication for Viceroy Research on this short for them. So basically what happened recently is that their auditor refused to sign off 2021 financial result of this German real estate group, and the stock plunged further. So Weiser recommended basically it's RIP time, so rest in peace time for Adler. Another short seller that also holds a short there, so Bronte Capital and Jim Hampton, they called it basically a zero now. Let's see, you know, it's another bad look for German markets following other developments which we had had in the past. There are also some comments from companies, so they did admit that there is weakness in corporate governance, and they did admit that there were some inappropriate attempted influence, but they did deny that there has been fraud and deceit. So interesting one to further watch.
Yeah, definitely a lot going on in not just the short selling space, but it seems like there's a lot of news flow as well. I did see a funny comment that you made in your message over to me, and you call it the two bills. What is going on with Bill Gates and Tesla?
Oh, yes. So Basically, according to Elon and also some writings in media, Bill Gates might be called Big Tesla Short. So because he apparently, according to Elon Musk, has or had a significant short position there. So there were some comments from Elon. I think Bill Gates also briefly commented in media that this is, not against EVs per se, but it's, about specific valuations, if I recall well, as he commented. And it's interesting to see. So, I'm all in favor of a new Amazon documentary or series with, Prime Original with Bill Gates and Elon Musk. So Big Short 2.0 or whatever. So let's see. Maybe Jeff Bezos picks it up.
Who knew that Bill Gates is such a great trader? I think the elephant in the room for the short selling space and SPACs and the whole growth complex imploding is Bill Huang. Can you give us any detail that you were able to gather from the indictment that was recently released and his arrest?
Why is this, first of all, maybe step back, why is this so interesting in terms of short selling? So a lot of people from your audience obviously know this already, but several names, most famously GotU, so GSX, were subject of not one, but several short reports. And basically what happened after the first report issued by Grizzly Research back in February is that shares went up, and not little, but they went up. I think they even tripled from initial report. And this was an amazement of all short selling community, because allegations were very substantiated, very material, very serious, and so on. What happens since then? Shares lost all of these gains, and then they pretty much totally crashed, and they are now more than 95% lower than where Grizzly and several other short sellers published their reports. And as it turned out, Bill Huang played a role in this. So there is now there are serious charges in alleged massive stock fraud by this fund and Bill Huang. So basically, it's interesting to see what happens there. So Muddy Waters did tweet about it and commented on how especially GSX story did develop. And this might be the one to mark this, as you mentioned, the big growth, big tech. End of that story. So
yeah, I think for anyone that hasn't had a chance to read the indictment, it's really long, so you don't have to read the whole thing, but just skimming through, it really is mind-blowing to see the things that were going on, the leverage he was employing across all the different banks that supposedly didn't have an idea of everything that was going on.
Non-disclosure as well. So
yeah, and it's fascinating, because it seems like the implosion of Archegos sort of coincided with the peak of this growth and SPAC bubble. And, I think a lot of the fallout you're seeing now are big funds that kind of got trapped into these names, all in similar names. And now it's sort of unwinding in very brutal fashion. So, I would encourage anyone to go and take a look at that indictment, just to wrap your head around exactly what he was doing and how it really impacted the market.
Amazing story. I fully agree. And let's see what happens in the months to come with that. So, and you had an interesting short very recently on Zeros. So we have seen Scorpion focusing on IonQ. So and that's also working out very well, I think, so far for Scorpion. So maybe you can add a few words about why did they focus on this about 1.5 billion tech company?
Yeah, so Kier stopped by and it was another SPAC, and they've taken aim at a lot of SPACs over the past year or so. And really the thesis behind it was that there's really no business that exists. The technology that they claim to have, which is this 32 qubit quantum computer, just doesn't exist. And the existing technology that they do have for clients is worse than just running simple math in your head. So, there's related party transactions, there's questionable background for the management. This one has everything. So it was a great piece from Kier. And anyone that hasn't seen that chopping block, I'd encourage you to go take a look.
Totally agree. So definitely worth attention. And same as previous work of Scorpion. So they have an amazing track record. I mean, IonQ already after 1 week is down about 40%. So another success for them. So
I think we've touched on the negative side of all of these growth and SPAC companies, but you did send me an interesting piece about the potential for maybe some relief in the near term. Could you expand on what you read and why, maybe the fortunes may be changing even if it is for a short term bounce?
Yeah, I mean, especially in our Twitter feed, we have seen here and there some short sellers, well known members of FinTweet, not necessarily publishers of short calls, but people that are known to be looking at great short opportunities. We have seen them closing some of the shorts and commenting how the shares did go down a lot to even to their amazement and so on. And on top of that, we have seen also just some days ago, Gotham City Research. So they are also have excellent track record in terms of public reports, focusing on a short side. And so they didn't publish in a while, but they are occasionally active on their Twitter handle. And basically, they did warn of a counter-trend rally. So they say, probably this big bearish trend is here to stay, but the counter-trend rally risks, according to Gotham, are increasing. So let's see. The markets are still where they are still, as of today, weak. And let's see if we see some relief rally soon. It's always interesting when the typically the most bearish guys, as short sellers usually are, see some such bounce opportunities if they materialize later.
Well, Ivan, it's been great having you on. There's definitely a lot going on in the world of short selling between the news flow, the reports, the great performance. Thanks again for stopping by, and hopefully we can do it again soon to touch on the activity in May.
Excellent. Thanks so much for having me today.